Second Chances. Friday, April 24th, 2026. I'm Pastor Mike Ziegler, speaker of the Lutheran Hour, and this devotion pairs with this weekend's Lutheran Hour sermon, which you can listen to at lhm.org. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 47 through 49. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are of dust. As is the man of heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. You never get a second chance to make a first impression, as the saying goes. In other words, don't squander that first chance, because it may be the only one you get. Like with a job interview or a sales pitch. But in other cases, it's not the first attempt that counts. I usually burn the first pancake and the first marshmallow over the campfire. So it's not the first, but the second that counts, and the many that follow. For teachers, there's a reason they say that you just have to get through that first year. A veteran kindergarten teacher was telling me that first year felt like war. But the second year, she said, I was a rock star. Patient relationships are what make second chances possible. In a long-term relationship, the first impression is just the start. Second chances mean commitment. Like a parent who drives their 16-year-old back to the licensing office for a second attempt at the driver's test, or multiple second attempts. Or a principal who gives that first-year teacher room to grow. We all need room to grow. And remembering that we are all works in progress, we can understand why it's not the first, but the second that counts. This is a pattern you see throughout the Bible. Scripture tells a long and winding story of repeats, sequels, and second chances. First, Joseph suffers, survives, and thrives in Egypt. Second, his whole family follows. First, Moses is saved through water, tested in the wilderness to meet God on the mountain. Second, all his people experience the same. In our reading today, Paul brings the pattern to its maximal expression in Jesus. Paul writes to people who'd come from a culture that told them, you only live once. Death, they thought, was the end of embodied life. Maybe there was some ghostly afterlife, but for life in the body, life in creation, this is all we get. There are no do-overs, no second chances, no resurrection. So they believed. But Paul reminds them of the gospel. With the crucified and risen King Jesus, there is a second, better, embodied life to come, not just for him, but for all who belong to him. As natural descendants of Adam and Eve, we're human 1.0. But the risen Jesus, he's the better version. And we who trust in him and follow him, we will become truly human in him. Human 2.0. God is the God of second chances, not for himself, but for others. That's who God is, and that's what love does. Love gives second chances, because love puts others first. God put us first by giving his one and only Son to die for us, us who squandered our first impression. And Jesus rose from the dead so that we could become like him, to rise with him to new life, starting now. You may not be a rock star human yet, but you can appreciate how good it feels to get a second chance, as many as you need. Would you pray with me? Dear Father, I'm sorry I missed the mark. Please give me grace. I want to do better for Jesus' sake. Amen.